I just want to read a verse of scripture from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 15. And then we're going to pray and then bring some different lessons from the Word of God. So it's 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. A very short verse of scripture. It speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says here, "Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift." Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Now I want you to be as quiet as you can for the next few minutes. Just not sure how long we're going to speak for, but I do want you to pay as much attention as possible. I'm going to be asking a few questions, and you can put up your hand and answer the questions. But I want you to be respectful for God. We're in God's house, and try your best to listen to what the word of the Lord would say. But let's have a wee word of prayer together and seek the Lord in a word of prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray just now in the Saviour's name that Thou will solemnize the very atmosphere within the walls of this meeting house. We pray, our God, that it would please Thee, Father, to speak. I pray, Lord, for Thy help. And I pray that every young person, every boy and every girl, and every grown up too, will hear the voice of God. That, Father, Thy word will take root in their hearts. And that, Lord, there might be fruit as a result of this meeting. So, Father, take full control. Speak, Lord, we pray. And grant a real sense of Thy presence, we ask, in the Saviour's name. Amen. Amen. Now put up your hand, will you, if you've done your Christmas shopping. Anybody done their Christmas shopping? Yeah. I think there's a few here. Here's a boy here. You've done your Christmas shopping, have you? What did you get me? Anything nice? You get yourself anything nice, did you? Good man, what did you get? Remote control car. Brilliant. Well done. Anybody else get anything nice when they're out shopping for Christmas? Yeah, here's a boy here, yeah. A go-kart. Wow. I always wanted a go-kart when I was young, but we didn't have enough room for a go-kart in the house that we lived. Any girls been Christmas shopping? No, I don't see any girls. There's one there, yeah. Have you been? Did you get anything nice? Yeah. You going to tell us? Or maybe it's a secret, is it? Wow. Very good. Well, you know something, I was out last week, last Thursday, and I sneaked out of the house. Elaine, my wife, she didn't know, and I went away and I did my Christmas shopping. And you know what, if you go around all the different shops in Coleraine, or maybe if you go to Ballymena or Belfast, there's lots of wonderful lessons that you can learn from even the names of the shops. And they teach us things about the Word of God. And I've got some popular brands with me from shops that maybe we have in Coleraine or different places. And I just want to teach some lessons from the Word of God, maybe that we could learn whenever we're even out round the shops. Have you ever seen a bag like that before? Can anybody read what it says in that bag? Yeah, this boy here. Adam's Kids, that's right. Adam's Kids. This is a children's clothing shop. We need to see what you can get in Adam's Kids. Look at this here. This will bring a tear to your eye. Look at that wee. Huh? I used to fit into something a little bit like this myself. This is our wee boy Luke. He's just 5 weeks old. And he wears this. He's not wearing it tonight, as you can see. You'd see him if he was in it. But these are wonderful. You get these in Adam's Kids. And, you know, I'm sure that soon they'll make these for adults, people like me, to lie around the house in. I was doing some work down in Belfast about a year ago. And it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I met these two girls out who were about the same age as myself. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they were coming back from the spa with their shopping. And they were still in their pajamas. And they had on their trainers and they were wearing their pajamas. And it'll not be long before they make things like this, baby grows for adults. But this shop, Adam's Kids, there was a man in the Bible, the very first man that God ever created. His name was Adam. And Adam had got two kids. Can you think of what their names were? Yeah, Ross? Adam's kid. Cain and Abel, that's right. That's what Adam's two boys were called, Cain and Abel. But you know, they weren't very, one of them, I suppose, wasn't very nice to the other one. Abel loved the Lord. Abel obeyed the Lord, and God demanded payment for his sin. So Abel, he brought a sacrifice unto the Lord, a sacrifice of blood. His brother Cain was jealous. And whenever he thought nobody was looking, Cain killed his brother Abel. You know why he did that? Because he was born in sin, and he was shapen in iniquity. You see, boys and girls, there was a day whenever Cain, as a little baby, would have fitted into something like this. And I'm sure his parents looked into his little cot and looked into his face, and they just thought he was the most wonderful little gift that they had. And I'm sure they looked into him and they went coochie coochie coo, and they tickled him and they bounced him on their knee. But that little boy was born in sin. They never knew that he would grow up to be a murderer. You see, friends, that potential's in every single one of us. This verse here says, wherefore as by one man, and that's Adam, sin entered into the world. And so whenever you go past a shop and you see the sign in the front of the shop and it says Adam's, you think about Adam in the Bible. And you think about Adam's children, because really, we're all Adam's children and we've all done things that are wrong. Some of the teenagers will know what this shop is. Can you see that? Yeah. DV8. Yeah. You don't get as many children's clothes in there. And I'm at that stage where I'm a little bit too old now to shop in DV8. Anybody got something on them tonight that they got in DV8? Yeah, you have. Wow, very good. That's a nice wee number too. That's nice. DV8. Does anybody know what the word DV8 means? DV8. Dylan? No, not that. DV8. Anybody want to guess? Any of the children? Yeah? Not too sure. Okay, this is called a dictionary. You ever see one that size before? Do you know why it's so big? To fit all the words in. That's why it's so big. But this book tells us what the word deviate means. Now listen to this. Deviate, to turn aside or to depart from an accepted standard. That's what deviate means. It means to turn aside or to fall away from an accepted standard. And in the Bible, we have God's acceptable standard. The Bible gives us the Ten Commandments, and that's what God wants us to be like. He wants us to put Him first. He wants us to honour Him. He wants us to obey Him. He wants us to honour our parents. He wants us to tell the truth. He wants us to honour God's day. He wants us to honour God's name. He doesn't want us to steal. He doesn't want us to lie. He doesn't want us to commit adultery. He doesn't want us to covet. He wants us to honour Him and to obey Him. But you know what the Bible says? It says there that we have all deviated. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. I don't know if you've ever watched a sheep in a field and it decides it's going to go a certain direction and it gets off the beaten track. It gets lost, but the whole flock usually follows along with it. We all deviate. We all break God's law. We all depart from God's standards. So don't forget that one. Deviate. Here's another one. Easy. Next, yeah. What does next sell? Clothes. Anybody got anything on they got in next? Yeah, you have. Very good. Is that jumper from next? No? Okay, next, yeah. Does anybody know what the word next means? It's a word I think we all can understand, but it's quite hard to define. Yeah? The next thing, that's right. So after this meeting tonight, there's going to be a youth rally. So this meeting's not the end. Next comes the youth rally. Now this big dictionary of mine tells us what the word next means. Now listen to this. Next, immediately following. Immediately following. And some people live in this world and they think that this is it. They think that you live in this world and then you die But nobody ever thinks about what comes next. You know what the Bible says? It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Man lives and then he dies. We're all going to die someday. The old must die and young people may die. But that's not the end, because the Bible says something comes next. After this, the judgment. Heaven or hell. We're all going to stand someday before the throne of God. And we're going to give an account of the life that we have lived on this earth. We're going to tell God what we did with His law, whether we kept it or whether we deviated from it, whether we went our own way or whether we went God's way. Now, I know somebody's going to get this one. They're very disappointed if you don't. Anybody ever seen this bag before? Yeah, girl with the hood. Yeah, bishops, yeah. Okay, I'm sure. Oops. It's okay. Bishops. Okay, where's Ronnie Hopkins? Yeah. Hi, Ronnie. If you go into bishops, you'll meet Ronnie. Oops. Good man. Thank you. Yeah, bishops. We didn't see what I got in bishops this time last year. These weren't a Christmas present. I bought these myself. You'll love these. Look at them, babies. Yeah. Those are my slippers. I got these this time last year. And I'll tell you, they're comfortable. I wear those in the house all the time. Sometimes, if I'm honest, if I was nipping out for a Chinese or something, just around the corner, I'd keep them slippers on. They're very comfortable. And if you go to bishops and you're buying a new pair of school shoes, sometimes you get a free ruler and maybe two pencils. Or maybe you just got one. Okay. But a bishop, yeah, the Bible talks about bishops. And the word bishop, it's the same for the word elder. Now, we've got bishops in our church tonight in Coleraine. Trevor Wiley is a bishop. Did you know that? He's the bishop of McCoskin. And there's other bishops here tonight as well. Now, I'm not going to mention their names, but tonight we've got the bishop of Ballybogie, and the bishop of Ballysally, and the bishop of the Ballycastle Road. Bishops, yeah. But you know the word bishop, it not only means elder, but it also means shepherd. It's the same word for shepherd. And the Bible talks about the Lord Jesus Christ, and it says there that He is the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. He's a shepherd. You know the way we talked about going astray like sheep and deviating from God's standards? Well, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd, and He leads His flock. In fact, He not only leads His flock, but the Bible says, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth His life for the sheep. Did you know that Jesus Christ not only came into this world to live for us, but He also went to the cross to die for sinners? We couldn't make up that debt. We'd broken God's law. We deviated. We were all born in Adam. We were sinners in Him. We were sinners by practice. We'd done things that were wrong. We're heading for judgment. And yet that's why Jesus Christ came, the bishop of our souls. Here's another one. Hope you're not in this place too often. Can you see what that says? HMV. You get a lot of rubbish, don't you, in HMV? But you get things, I suppose, that are legitimate too. Maybe a PlayStation or something like that. Does anybody know what the letters HMV stand for? Yeah? Excellent. Well done. I didn't expect anybody to get that. HMV. His Master's Voice. And in the back of the bag, there's a little dog, and it's listening. His Master's Voice. And boys and girls, the Bible tells us in John chapter 10 that the Lord Jesus Christ said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. I wonder, have you ever heard God's voice? Now, you'll not hear it like you're hearing my voice with your external ears, but you'll hear God's voice in your heart, speaking to your conscience. You see, whenever you're troubled about deviating from God's standard, and whenever you're troubled about what comes next, what the future holds, what happens after you die, and you're concerned about those things, that's very often, that's the Master's voice. And Jesus Christ said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I wonder, are you following Jesus Christ this evening? Have you heard the Master's voice? Maybe you're not a young person here tonight. Maybe your children are here tonight. And there have been times whenever you've heard the Master's voice, and you've known, "I need to get saved, I need to be born again, I need to give my life to God, I need to have my sins forgiven," and you've heard the Master's voice. That's a privilege. I wonder tonight, have you followed Him? I wonder, are you walking with God tonight? Have you heard the Master's voice? You know, sometimes whenever you're doing your shopping, you run out of money, and you have to go to the bank or the hole in the wall or get the checkbook out. This is a checkbook that I had. It's finished now, but there's a little motif in the front of it. And maybe somebody up near the front could tell me what that says, can you? First Trust. Well done. You don't need glasses anyway. First Trust. That's right. First Trust. You know what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5? It says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." And boys and girls, growing ups tonight, the most important thing in life is to make Jesus Christ your first trust. To give Him first place in your life. To put no other gods before Him. To seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. I wonder tonight, is there anybody here who's trusting Jesus Christ? Any of the children in our Sunday school? And over the last year, you've made Jesus Christ your first trust. Most important thing in the world is to trust Jesus Christ. And it's not just for children. It's not just for whenever you're young. But all throughout life's journey, to trust Jesus Christ and to put Him first. I had another bag. Oh, here's a box, actually. Anybody see what that says? Yeah? Faith, somebody said it. Does any of the ladies know where Faith is? Have you ever been to Faith? My wife got these boots out of a shop called Faith. Faith. Does anybody can tell me tonight what Faith is? Anybody in the meeting? Give me a good definition for Faith. What do you think Faith is? Maybe somebody hasn't. Leah, did you know? Yeah, do you want to share with us? Believing, that's right. Let's hear what the dictionary says, because it gives quite a good definition of faith. Faith, a strong or unshakable belief in something. Trust in God and in His actions and promises. Conviction of the truth. Complete confidence or trust in a person. And boys and girls, if you want to be saved tonight, and you want to be brought into a relationship with God, and you want to know that whatever happens next, you're going to heaven, and you want to know that your sins are forgiven, and you want to be a Christian, the only way that you can be saved, the Bible says, is by faith, not by works, lest any man should boast. For by grace are you saved through faith. Faith. Belief of the truth. That not only did Jesus Christ come into this world, not only was He born in Bethlehem, but He lived and He died and He was crucified, and He did that for me. And He rose again for me. And I believe that tonight. By faith, I accept what the Word of God says. Not only do I believe it with my mind, but I believe it with my heart, and I trust Him to take away my sin. My sheep, He said, hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. You know, I've got eternal life tonight, and I've got that because I believed what God said. I trusted Him. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, forsaking all, I trust Him. Here's another bag. See if that says anyone. Yeah? Can you read that? Maybe not. Maybe it's a bit small, is it? Mother Care. Yeah. Mother Care. That's another shop where we go sometimes to buy bottles and to buy different things, sterilizers and all, for the children. Mother care. And you know, I soon learned in life that to have a loving mother is one of the greatest gifts that you can know in life. A mother that loves you. A mother that really cares for you. You see, during the week, our little girl, Sarah, she wasn't feeling very well. And most of the time, whenever she was sick, she ran to her mother. There's something about a mother's love, and there's something about the care that a mother has for her children. We never forget it. We cherish it. Mother's care. A true loving mother cares for her children. So whenever you grow up, and you get to be my age, and your mother's still around, never forget your mother. Look after her. Love her. Honor her. And care for her, because she cares for you. Mother care. But you know what the Bible says? Lovely verse in Isaiah 66:13. God says, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. Isn't that lovely? So whenever you're going through a trial in life, and your heart's sad, and you're discouraged, and you're depressed, and you're downcast, and maybe everybody's given up on you, if you know the Lord, and you've got faith in God, and you're his child, God will comfort you. Even the way a mother comforts her child, he'll put his arms around you, he'll embrace you, he'll listen to you, he'll understand you, he'll care for you. That's a wonderful thing. Mother care. Here's the very last one we're going to do tonight. Dylan, yeah? Gap, that's right. Gap, that's a clothes shop as well. Did anybody here tonight have clothes that they got out of Gap? Maybe not. You have. Well done. Gap. Okay. The Bible says all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. So between us and God tonight, there's a big gap. And that's why Jesus Christ came, because none of us could bridge that gap ourselves. But you know, the Bible also speaks, I believe, about another gap. Over there in the book of Romans, it talks about the will of God. You see, God has a plan and God has a purpose for every Christian. And the Bible says there in Romans 12:2 that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You say, where's the gap in that? Well, look at those words. Good. What letter does that begin with? G. Acceptable. What letter does that begin with? A. Perfect. P. What does G-A-P spell? That's right. And the Bible says that God is looking for people who will stand in the gap. You see, God has a plan and God has a purpose for the life of every person who will trust Him and receive Him and walk with Him. And whenever I became a Christian as a teenager, I didn't really know what God's plan for me would be. And I don't know what God's plan for me is going to be 10, 12, 20 years from now. But I know that God has got a plan for my life. And to the best of my knowledge, I believe that I'm in the will of God for my life. And there's many here tonight can say the same. They pray about every decision they make. God guides them. They pray about every opportunity they get. God guides them. And they have proved the good, acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, we'll all, I'm sure, get at least something for Christmas. Christmas morning. And you know, the presents that we get, many of them are nice things, but they couldn't be described as being good, acceptable and perfect. Because they're all weary and they'll get old and they'll break and we'll need to replace them eventually. But God's will and God's plan is perfect for your life. And God tonight wants to give you a gift. And the Bible says that God's gift is something that is unspeakable. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Jesus Christ is God's unspeakable gift. He was good. He was acceptable. And He was perfect. And He stood in that gap between sinful man and a holy God. And on the cross, when He shed His blood, He bridged that gap. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And you can receive that gift tonight just by simple trust and by childlike faith. And once you receive that gift, the Bible says that your life will be transformed. It'll be changed. And you'll prove in your life what is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. So whenever you're out in cool rain and you look at these shops, think about what we've said. Adam's kids. Think about Cain and Abel. Think about ourselves born in sin. Deviate. We've all gone astray from God's word. Next, after this, the judgment. Then bishops, the shepherd and bishop of your souls. HMV, the master's voice. First trust, Jesus Christ. Faith, trust and confidence in God. Mother care, gap, and think about those things. But we trust tonight that if you don't know the Lord, that you'll come and put your faith and trust in Him. Let's have a word of prayer together. Let's just pray. Our God and our Father, we do thank Thee, Lord, for even answering prayer. We thank Thee, Lord, for the stillness at the close of this meeting. And we pray, Father, that Thou wilt speak to hearts. We pray, Lord, that boys and girls and mums and dads will know what it is to stand in the gap and to experience God's good and acceptable and perfect will for their lives, for their homes, for their futures, and for their families. We pray, Lord, that Thou wilt give grace to people tonight to put their faith and their first trust in Jesus Christ. We ask, O God, that Thou wilt accept of our thanks for every boy and every girl, every mum and every dad. And we pray that You'll part us now with Thy blessing and with Thy favour. We ask humbly in the Saviour's name. Amen.